Do you approach the position or the individual any differently as a rookie opposed to a veteran?
A little bit. You know, you're going to manage him a little bit different. You know, you kind of got to get his feet wet and get him going. And, you know, hopefully you have a couple short field goals first and then you go. And it doesn't always work out that way, but that's, you know, you hope that that's the case.
He was nervous. You know, there's no question. It's a big difference between preseason and regular season game when the whole stadium's full and everybody's counting on you to be that guy.
There is more pressure. You get that feeling of I'm the only one out here, and you have a tendency to kind of, you know, pucker up or, you know, tense up.
Tennessee won the toss. They have deferred, so Kansas City will be getting the opening kickoff from their former kicker, Ryan Succop.
So I remember overthinking so many things that game. I just want to, I wanted to do well.
A 35-yard attempt here for Cairo Santos, who won the tight.
First was a short field goal that I was playing the wind way too much.
Placement is down by Santos, and he kicks it and hits the right upright, and it's still good.
I should have hit it better, but the ball didn't move. I felt like I had the next kick figured out.
A 48-yard attempt, and Santos lines it up, and it hits the left upright this time. It's no good. He hit the right upright on the first, and it went over this time. The ball hooks right to left and hits the left upright, and the Titans hold.
It was a bad performance all around for him. He was lucky to get out 1 for 2, and it was an ominous start, no doubt.
Cairo made one field goal, an extra point, and missed one from the 30-yard line. And there are no excuses for that. Everybody has trust that he'll get that worked out.
First one's always something new, you know, a lot of emotions, you know, being something you've always dreamed of. But now it shouldn't be anything new. Now it's back to work and back to staying with my same routine and just thinking about Denver.
Welcome to the Mile High City, the AFC West rivalry renewal of Kansas City and Denver.
Let's do it, 5.
The second week was a very disappointing kick that I missed.
Hot right!
This will be a 37-yard attempt. Santos, high-spinning kick is up, and he missed it.
And that's happened to me throughout the course of my career where you're just like, man, I'm just not hitting it like me. What's going on? And that's where Cairo was. He's like, I feel good. It's just not coming off my foot right.
Cairo, I know.
I told him that, you know, this happens to everybody. You're a rookie. This is something that is going to make you stronger, better, and last longer.
You just got to hang in there, and you're only good as your last kick. Me too.
It was a learning process those 2 weeks. I asked Coach Tobe the next week of practice for us to go in airhead and kick more kicks there.
What we did is something that I used to do when I first got used to kicking in that stadium. We go down there at 1 o'clock where we know, hey, we're probably going to be kicking about now during the game.
You know, when you kick a field goal, you got to pick a point beyond the uprights. And what he was able to do is pick different points, like whether it's a doorway or a window that's in the building. And that really helped with his confidence.
After you have a certain amount of those kicks, once you walk into a pregame, you kind of have the sense for, man, this wind is really strong, but if I hit my ball like we've done all week in this same stadium, I know it's going to stay true as long as I hit, you know, a good solid ball.
As Cairo struggled early in the 2014 season, many suggested the Chiefs would begin to look for another kicker. And in fact, they did, though not for a tryout.
It was John Dorsey's idea. John made contact with Jan, and, you know, first it was him and I, and we talked about Cairo, and I felt like he really, you know, he needed to talk to Cairo.
I told him, I said, the only thing I can see, there's no point to change anything. You're a great kicker. The main thing I told him is that you are very good at what you're doing. Do everything you can to be positive and believe in yourself, because you are very good.
I think that he just had to kind of take a step back and just remember that his foot got him there and that his foot is going to keep him here.